The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, starring Peter Jones as the Book.
Having been through the total perspective vortex, Zaphod Beeblebrox now knows himself to be the most important being in the entire universe, something he had hitherto only suspected. It is said that his birth was marked by earthquakes, tidal waves, tornadoes, firestorms, the explosion of three neighboring stars, and shortly afterwards by the issuing of over 6¾ million writs for damages from all the major landowners in his galactic sector. However, the only person by whom this is said is Beeblebrox himself, and there are several possible theories to explain this.
Ford?
Yeah?
He's totally mad, isn't he?
Well, the border between madness and genius is very narrow. Well,
so's the Berlin Wall. The border between East and West Germany. It's very narrow. I mean, the point I'm making
was
is...
very narrow. Get your tenses right.
Thank you.
Anything wrong?
On Earth, we have a word.
Had a word
called tact.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And what happened to it?
Well, apparently it's not in common usage except
on Earth. No, not the word. The Earth.
You know very well. It got demolished to make way for a hyperspace bypass.
Ah, but that was all done away with centuries ago. No one demolishes planets anymore.
Well, the Vogons did.
Vogons? Yes. Odd, that.
You mean they had another reason?
Well, it could be. Probably not important, though. I only bring it up because I've been watching the screen. And there's been a Vogon fleet 5 light-years behind us for the last half hour.
What?
Where's Zaphod?
A Vogon fleet?
Yeah. Where's Zaphod?
Well, he's in his cabin signing photographs of himself. To myself, with frank admiration. But why are the Vogons
following Marvin!
Us?
What do you want?
Give Zaphod a yell, will you?
Mind-taxing time again, is it?
Just get on with it.
I've just worked out an answer to the square root of -1.
Go and get Zaphod.
It's never been worked out before. It's always been thought impossible.
Go and get...
I'm going. Pausing only to reconstruct the whole infrastructure of integral mathematics in his head, he went about his humble task, never thinking to ask for reward, recognition, or even a moment's ease from the terrible pain in all the diodes down his left side. Fetch Beeblebrox, they say, and forth he goes.
Service.
Don't you think we should do something for him?
We could rip out his voice box for a start.
What are you in such a mood about?
I'm worried about them.
The Vogons?
Vogons, yeah.